Chapter 12. Reunion. In 1954, Schmeling finally received a visa to visit the US. Few people seemed happy to see him, and he was booed everywhere he went. His visit to his old enemy Joe Lewis was, however, more successful. Schmeling began by trying to explain to Joe that he had never been a Nazi, but Joe didn't let him finish. "Max, there is nothing to explain," he said. "We're friends. It is all over." And the two old warriors did become friends. They went to a black Chicago nightclub and had some drinks. They laughed as they remembered their two great fights and all the years that had passed. For the first time, the newspapers were hardly interested in the story. After all, who wants to see a picture of two boxers if they aren't hitting each other? After that, Schmeling had one last friend to visit. Joe Jacobs had died back in 1940, but Max wanted to visit his grave in a Jewish cemetery in Queens, New York. Schmeling had always felt close to his manager and often mentioned his friend when people accused him of being an anti-Semite. There was more evidence to show he was not anti-Semitic, but this was a secret he kept to himself. The years went by, and Joe's debts increased. After several business ideas failed, he tried wrestling to make money to pay his debts, but almost killed himself. He still received a small salary from the Boxing Commission in exchange for having given up his title, but he knew he would never pay off his debts. Joe married several times, and one of his wives arranged a solution by which the IRS would stop demanding money Joe could never pay. He was employed at Caesar's Palace Casino in Las Vegas as a celebrity host. His job was to have his photograph taken with guests and to chat with them. Many of those who remembered the great brown bomber thought it was humiliating to see him doing such a job. However, his son, John Joe Lewis Barrow Jr., said that this was a time he enjoyed very much. Max was always a generous man, and he became a philanthropist too. He and Joe met several more times, and when Joe was ill or in financial problems, Max helped him out. Joe Lewis died of a heart attack in Desert Springs Hospital near Las Vegas on the 12th of April 1981 at the age of 66. President Reagan arranged for him to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery with full military honors. Max Schmeling, who also helped carry the coffin, paid for part of his funeral. An interviewer once asked him, "Max, did you like Joe Lewis?" "I didn't like him," he replied. "I loved him." In Detroit, there is a huge monument of a fist outside the Joe Lewis Sports Arena. It represented the fist of Joe Lewis, who knocked out 23 opponents in 27 title fights. It was the fist of a fighter who was world champion for 11 years and 10 months. Most importantly, it was the fist of a boxer who gave the black man dreams of freedom when he was not yet fully free, and gave the free world hope when all seemed lost.